Hi, this is John White. I'm the host of the Worldwide Threat. Today we've got a very exciting episode about a business threat, which is risk management and mitigation. We have an expert on the line. His name is Tom Klein, and Tom has been a risk mitigation expert and compliance consultant. He's a published author of Tuck the Octopus, a dealership owner for 30 years, an expert witness, a speaker, and a trainer, and he talks to car dealers all over the country to help them limit their risks, keep their employees happy, and keep their customers happy. So pay attention, time's coming up. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in these short 7 to 15 minute podcasts. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real time solutions along with the tools needed for their friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about your expertise in risk management. And more specifically, I want to hear more about your book, Tuck the Octopus, right? And how you've dealt with dealerships and how you've helped businesses that way. A lot of our audience are business people and just everyday life. But I try to reach out to business people to talk about the risk that business is dealing with and all the issues that they're dealing with. So my first question really is, tell me how you got involved with all this. What brought you to this kind of business and how you're doing what you're doing today?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me, John. I appreciate being on. So I'm a former dealership owner. So my family has been in the car business 100 years. And I'm a third generation car guy. And so at our dealership, whenever there was a problem, it would land on my desk. And I got tired of the same problems happening over and over. So I had to figure out solutions to stop those problems from happening before they got to me. Otherwise, it was just, you know, beating me up every day. So that's kind of how it all started.
So what kind of dealership was it?
Well, over the years, we had many different franchises, but at the end, it was Chevrolet and Subaru. But in the meantime, we had Toyota, we had Volvo, Daihatsu, Alfa Romeo, Lotus, Kawasaki, Vespa. We, you know, had Buick. We had a lot of different ones.
So I bet you got some good backroom stories about that kind of stuff in the car sales business. I don't even have this on my list, but I just thought about it. What do you think of this e-car mandate getting dropped yesterday?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, right? Because the mandate that he dropped was not really a law. It was really by President Biden, or former President Biden now, had set a goal, I think, for 2035 to have 50% of the cars on the road be EVs. And so unofficially, President Trump took that off the plate yesterday. So it wasn't really a law or rule. It was more of a kind of a goal that was set, is my understanding.
Well, as a dealer, do you think the guys at the ground level were getting pushed from the manufacturers, you know, selling harder on the e-cars and stuff?
Yes, no question. The manufacturers are certainly pushing dealers into selling more battery-operated vehicles, or, you know, BEVs, battery electric vehicles.
And tell us, what kind of risk would you have to wrestle to the ground to fix it so the dealership ran better?
Yes, so 70% or 80% of any business, not just a dealership, but 70-80% are either customer problems or employee problems. And if you're managing those, then you only have about 20% to, you know, to really that remains. But in, you know, when you're a business to customer, a B2C business, consumers, with the advent of the internet 25, 30 years ago, have more power than they ever have, because they're able to write reviews. They're able to go and file complaints with regulatory bodies, whether that's the state attorney general, or they may have a friend who's a politician, or they can go to the Federal Trade Commission or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I mean, there are all these different agencies that will receive consumer complaints. And if they get enough complaints, they'll investigate them. So, you know, if you're fixing your customer problems and your employee problems, and that's where, you know, I'd say 60-70% come from customer problems and another 10% from employees. If you're keeping your employees happy, paying them properly, treating them right, not micromanaging them because nobody likes to be micromanaged, then that's the way you keep your – if your employees aren't happy, your customers are definitely not going to be happy.
Yeah, so part of your job then is consulting with them on how to make that work right?
Correct. Well, once we sold the dealerships back in 2019, that's when I opened my consulting business, and I help dealerships and startups and tech companies and businesses with their risk mitigation.
Other than working on these employees and working on the customers and trying to understand that, because I'm a business guy, and I understand when I was in college that a lot of times when employees weren't happy, most of the time wasn't because of the money. It was because of how they were honored or how they were treated or whatever, right? And if they weren't getting paid enough, that's one thing. But we're in a different world today than we were when I was younger with employment. Because like every guy I know that owns a business says it's a hard time getting people to go to work. And so have you experienced any of that in this business?
Sure. You know, all the time. But excuse me, the employees are, as I said, you know, a small percentage of the problems. And one of the questions you asked a few minutes ago was, where do the, you know, what's a business owner to do? And how do you, if you're a business owner, how do you manage your risk? And my answer is pretty simple. It's kind of a two-part thing. Number one is you have to look around and say, what can possibly happen that could be catastrophic for my business? Is that a lawsuit? Is that a regulator? In other words, what would each business owner define as catastrophic? And of course, that's different in every business. In some businesses, like, you know, software as a solution, you know, a cyber event might be that particular downfall. For other businesses, it might be a lawsuit. For other businesses, it might be a regulatory issue. But what the business owner can do is write down all of those potential problems that they can think of. Step number two is, do you have insurance that would cover those catastrophes? And how much, and do you have enough insurance? Oftentimes, business owners don't have enough insurance to cover the value of the enterprise. In other words, if you have a business that's worth $5 million, just round numbers, and you only have $1 million of umbrella coverage over your automobiles, and you were to get into a severe accident, then you don't have enough automobile coverage to cover the value of the enterprise. Does that make sense, John?
Oh yeah. So that's a lot of common sense kind of stuff. So that, what kind of led you into writing this book? What is that, just kind of the guide to these guys to kind of help them? Is that what was on your heart? What got you there?
Yes. So the book, as you mentioned, is called Tuck the Octopus. And the analogy that I use is that running a business is like trying to tuck an octopus into bed, but the tentacles keep flopping all over the place, right? And as business owners, our job is to tuck those tentacles in and make sure that everything runs smoothly. And so the idea behind the book, it's written for the perspective of people who are dealers, right? Equipment dealers, boat dealers, car dealers, truck dealers, bus dealers, kind of any dealership, because the dealership business is pretty complicated. But the lessons in the book really are apropos for any business owner, because they talk about, you know, what the risks are and have you looked at your insurance, and you mentioned employees. Do you have insurance for employee problems? A lot of small businesses don't, because it's expensive. A lot of small businesses don't have that because they never knew to ask the question, right? It's kind of a primer on running a business. And you asked what was in my heart. My heart just wanted to help, right? This is, I have many years of experience and I've seen a lot of things. And so I wanted to put the information out there in such a way that somebody could buy the book and kind of have an ABC 1-2-3 kind of guide in order to try to run their business and mitigate the risk.
Well, it sounds like to me it's not just about dealerships, because what you're really talking about is any business that's got a bunch of tentacles or whatever out there that you got to deal with. You know, like one of the things that went through my mind when you're talking about this, you know how to eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Right.
That's right.
So you're kind of doing that. So I think this is information is good for more businesses than just dealers. So to me, it's when we look at this, and this whole podcast is all about showing somebody a threat or people a threat, showing them a solution, and then trying to give them some peace in their life as they're dealing with it. You know, so that's what the why we even did this is to help people learn from an expert. What do I do with this? What do I do? They might not even know what you're talking about. They might not even know that they need to have that insurance for the employees, or they might not know if they only got $1 million of umbrella insurance on their, if they have a fire, are they out of the business or what's the deal, right? And sometimes it's just common sense stuff. So what I like to do with people like you, say, okay, here we know here's the problem. The problem is if you can't pay your payroll, your building burned down or whatever it is, how are you going to be, I've learned a term in the last 3 or 4 months called situational awareness.
That's
and
right.
This is a situation awareness situation even in this business. And a lot of business people just go into it because their heart is to do something. They love to do it like you're doing. You came out of that business. You're doing it to help people.
You know, we have a running list. And that list could be hundreds of items that we're tracking and working on all at the same time, right? Because, business is complex. There's a lot of different people. There are a lot of different departments. So there's a lot of different things going on. So we might have one manager working on one problem, another manager working on another problem. And my job is to track all those and to continue to move forward in terms of, you know, continual improvement activity. That's, you know, risk management is about continual improvement of your operations, of your policies, of your procedures. How are you handling your insurance renewals? You know, there was a study done a couple of years ago, and in that study, it's if I recall correctly, it said 62% of business owners don't know what's in their insurance policy, right? So for anybody who's watching today, I would just say to you, next time you have your insurance renewal, make your agent explain to you what's covered and what's not covered so that you have – some understanding of where your soft underbelly is, right? If you've got things that are not covered, you know, how can you cover them? Are there other insurance policies, or should you put a procedure in place to make sure that if that thing happens, that you know about it immediately and can deal with it a little more rapidly so that you can, you know, bring those problems to conclusion? And so the one thing I can tell you is that problems are kind of like rotten fish, right? They don't smell better as time goes on. They
right.
They smell worse. So the quicker that you can handle those problems and get them managed, the better off you're going to be in you know, your profitability.
That's awesome. In just a minute or so, just tell me a few steps out of your, if you sat down with a guy today and you started to introduce this, what would you do to just introduce them to the idea and make it simple instead of complex? Like, what do you do first, second, third, and fourth? Maybe a little bit of that.
Sure. I mean, when I get a phone call, it's usually because they're concerned about a particular peril or a particular problem or a lawsuit that they have, or something's happened that's making them anxious and nervous, right? Business owners, when they put their feet on the floor in the morning, they're a little bit of a nervous sort, and rightfully so. I'm the same way, by the way. But you know, we're worried about what's going to happen in our business. In my case, what's going to happen in my clients' businesses, and what have I not thought about, and what do you do if certain things happened? I had a client on Sunday call me and wanted to know what to do. As there was a deceased man found at his front door, not something we'd ever talked about, right? But after the police had been called and they'd done their thing, we talked about what the potential problems were, and we notified the insurance company and talked through the various issues, right? You just don't know what's going to come up as a business owner, and things change and things evolve, and the risks change too. So this is never a static thing. You never kind of are able to rest on your laurels and say, well, okay, I'm good now, because things are always changing.
Yeah, I feel like as a business, I've been in business for 40 years, I feel like that's really true, and that it's not for everybody, right?
That's right. It is not for everybody.
You got to be prepared for the trials that come with it. So that I'm going to point people to this action guide in your book, and I think we'll cross some borders with this in terms of other businesses, because all of us are dealing with the same thing. If you're trying to do this and bring some economy to the country or even your local area and hire some people, it is not for the weak of heart. And so I appreciate you taking the time today to come and see us and be
My
with
pleasure.
Us. And we'll follow up with you later and try to keep track of you. Have a safe flight tomorrow if it happens.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know how that goes. So
thank you
for coming on board, Tom, and we appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate being on.
I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advance notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in the episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.